Ah, you say, what about this question of rewards? You know, I read these texts, and it just sounds a wee bit as if it's threatening Pauline notions of justification by faith, isn't it? All these questions of rewards, parables that talk about ruling one city or five cities or 10 cities, laying up treasures in heaven, tit for tat. I don't think that's the way the New Testament talks about rewards. I think that there are two perspectives that help us a great deal to understand what James is saying, what Jesus says, what Paul says in this regard. The first is elucidated by an illustration well articulated by C.S. Lewis on commensurate rewards. He pictures two men. One wants to have sex, so he goes to the red light district of town, pays his money, and has his reward. The other falls in love with a wonderful young woman, and he courts her, and he woos her, and he's gracious toward her, and he wins her affections, and finally they get married, and he has his reward. What's the difference? The difference is what he calls a distinction between commensurate and incommensurate rewards. On the one hand, you pay money for something that should not be bought or sold. The reward is incommensurate. It is grotesque. In the other, the reward is simply the ongoing extrapolation of a relationship that is already right and good and clean. It is commensurate. So also, God takes dirty, sinful people, and he begins to work in them by the power of his Spirit. He gives us a taste for heaven. And by his grace, he works in us to will and to do of his good purpose, so that we do acts of righteousness, good deeds. And heaven is not payment for them. That would be incommensurate. Rather, heaven is commensurate reward. It's an ongoing of this relationship that is more of the same. It is the consummation of the same, as sex in marriage is the consummation of a developing relationship. You can think of it as reward, and in a certain context it is, but it is not grotesque. It is not incommensurate. Do you see? And in any case, Paul explicitly says in Romans that our rewards are reckoned by grace. For what have you but what you receive?